So next we have Boris Mejijas with Trusted Postgres Architect, deploying Postgres with infrastructure as code.
Right, so thank you very much. Thanks for coming. My name, as she says, Boris Mejijas. I used to be a solutions architect at EDB, but I grew a little bit of white hair, so now I'm senior solution architect. But this pisses off a lot of the building architects. So actually, my real title is Holistic System Software Engineer, because I like to see the things from the fundamental interconnectedness of all things. So I used to be a developer, operational people, a DBA, consultant, so I like to see the whole stuff. That's why I see the value of the DevOps philosophy, because it's trying to get the whole thing, kind of a one thing of deploying stuff in a more reliable way. Apart from that, I'm also an air guitar player, and I really love metal music. Within other type of music. But I'm going to talk about Trusted Postgres Architect. So here, who uses already Postgres here in the room? Nice, okay, that's very good. Okay, so who didn't raise a hand wants to use Postgres maybe, but I think everybody already raised a hand. That's good. Okay, there you go, thank you. So this talk is for you. All the rest is also interesting probably on this because it's about reliably developing, deploying Postgres in multiple different infrastructures, okay? So this is the use case. This is a developer. She is trying to develop a new project. She wants to use Postgres finally because it's been one of the most popular databases in the last years. And then she has this brilliant idea, but she doesn't want to start using single commands all the time because she wants to have an environment where she can test. And when everything is working finally well, she's going to be able to deploy that into different environment, either test environment, pre-production, staging, whatever you call it. But exactly the same thing. Yeah, so the typical stuff that people do is like, I have a container, I'm going to put that specific container into the server. This is not exactly that, but it can also be relying on containers in order to emulate the final architecture. So let me explain a little bit more. So you want to do it in a reliable way, and that's why the name of the